This June, my younger son became a bar mitzvah. A year ago, I would have said he had a bar mitzvah, but that would have been wrong. He tells me that bar mitzvah means the son of the commandment. The ceremony isn't the bar mitzvah. It's not the party either. He is the bar mitzvah.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar banu mikol.
When I was Jonah's age, Judaism was something I resisted. It wasn't cool. Plus, I was scared. I turned 13 in Northern California in the 70s, but I worried about the Nazis. My family was in the temple directory. It would be easy for someone who wanted to hurt us to get that list. I learned the blessing for reading the Torah when Jonah taught it to me this May.
Baruch Adonai Hamvarach Le'olam Va'ed. Baruch atah Adonai.
Jonah studied Hebrew for several years before he became a bar mitzvah. In the last 6 months, he went to tutoring twice a week. He learned a portion of the Torah to read out loud at the service. This is a lot of work for a 12-year-old. Work he didn't have to do. He's driving back to Missouri from the West Coast. I called him on the road to ask him why he did it. So where are you guys?
We are in Montana, I think. No, we're in Wyoming.
My dad died before the bar mitzvah. Jonah and my husband are driving my dad's VW bus back to Missouri. He never became a bar mitzvah. His father didn't either. I want to know what makes Jonah different.
Why do you think that you decided to do this and your brother didn't?
I really wanted to be like the first one out of my close family to do it. In my family, I've been the little kid, the baby. And I feel like people treated me more like an adult when I was having and becoming a bar mitzvah.
There aren't a lot of Jews in Columbia, Missouri. More than once, Jonah has been the only Jewish kid in his class. Most kids are nice about it, curious. He's gotten teased before, though. He said one group of kids made him feel like being Jewish was some kind of disease.
So they would, like, make a joke about Hitler or something like that, and then you tell them that you're Jewish, and then they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Frankly, they shouldn't be saying that, like, even if I was not a Jew. And this isn't just about Judaism. It's about any, like, minority who have been, like, bullied in the past.
Do you think that having become a bar mitzvah will make it easier? You know, like make it easier to be that Jewish person in the world? Or what do you think?
You shouldn't be ashamed of being Jewish. You should be proud.
I asked Jonah's Hebrew tutor, Amanda Rainey, if she had any idea why Jonah might have chosen to do this.
He can come to the temple. Everyone knows him and everyone loves him. Jonah has a very bright personality that if you spend a little bit of time with Jonah, like you get to know Jonah. Jonah really likes to tell stories. Judaism is part of his story. He will be able to tell that story, you know, for the rest of his life about how he had his bar mitzvah.
The night before, I was super scared. Like I thought I was gonna screw up a ton. The next morning, I was there at the synagogue. I was just scared out of my wits.
Jewish ceremonies are full of drama and ritual. There's the undressing and dressing of the Torah, the parading of it through the congregation. The chanting of prayers has particular significance for Amanda.
It just becomes like an important part of who I am, but also the way that I live my life and the way that I remember my life. I really like the Shehecheyanu, being thankful for reaching this season. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehechianu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lazman hazeh.
The Mourner's Kaddish is a prayer to honor the dead. Traditional Jews will recite it every day for 11 months after losing a parent.
At Jonah's bar mitzvah, the Mourner's Kaddish, you know, it had been just about a month since my father died. And it meant something to me. Yeah.
Jewish communities are dwindling. Amanda thinks she knows why.
You can't just be like Moses carrying the torch with all the people behind him. And that's like what the story tells us it should be. But that's not what people want. People want to take control and people want to carry that torch on their own.
Jonah now counts toward the quorum of 10 Jewish adults required to have a service. That's what becoming an adult means to the community. I'm still not sure what it means to him.
Becoming a man, kind of realized that I needed to really step up, and you have to own up to things, and you can't, like, say you didn't do it, which has been kind of my problem. In school, I would say I didn't do something when I did.
There's a part of the ceremony where parents share their hopes and dreams for their child directly with him. Amanda and I talked about what my husband and I wrote.
I said something about the things that he would do and that his brother would do in their lives that we would never do. There's an amazement that your children will be brave in ways that you were never brave.
I guess I haven't really thought about it like that, that you're giving up your son's childhood. That's sad. But okay, yeah.
Jonah is just 13. He doesn't really seem like an adult to me yet, but it won't be long. And then he'll be off. And who knows what he'll do then? Have you seen cool stuff on the road?
This year in Nevada mountains, they're really pretty, and there's this part called the Pass, and you could see, like, all the mountains around you, but there was no snow on it because they're in a drought.
Judaism for Jonah is something that he got from you, but that he's taking and running with it and making it a big part of who he is.
I didn't ask my father if he believed in God before he died. I don't think he did. But he would have loved Jonah's bar mitzvah ceremony if he could have been there. I'm sure of it.
Do you believe in God?
I don't know what I believe yet. I'm too young to be spending my time thinking about God and politics and stuff like that.
Amen.
For the Missouri Audio Project at the University of Missouri, I'm Lisa Safran.